So guys, listen. I know we have a lot of these type of people out here, but I just want to let y'all know that everything is not for everybody. All right? There's people out here that's fake giving you love. They frauding. They faking like they your friends. They faking like they support you, and they really don't. In the back of everything, they the devil in disguise. Damn. They can't wait until you fall. They can't wait until something happens, because then they got something to talk about. Mm-hmm. So when we got good stuff going on, everything ain't for everybody. Keep it to yourself. It's better. It's more of a blessing when you keeping it to yourself or keeping it to your tight circle. Don't be out here spreading love for everybody so they can just prey on your downfall. When you fall, they talking about you. And they really ain't out here supporting and showing no love. So, that's just a little PSA from the business joint.
Uno, dos, tres. Three, baby.
Ain't perfectly designed crew, because we the big three.
Hi guys, we're back.
We're back.
Your favorite Johns. Okay, with another hot episode of the Get 'em Girl Cool Podcast. What's up, my ladies, my Johns, my besties, my Johns, and all that good stuff. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
Mari.
You alright? You looking real giving me real thug vibes.
That's Zay over here today. That's Zay.
Whatever. Yeah, she. I know she give me real like thuggish vibes. Like I feel like she about to, you know, about to be in a little shaky butt show or something.
Yes.
She about to just be in there with her little sports bra on and her little thug, with her little thong on and stuff.
Really wanna take it down.
She give me real thug vibes today. That's all. Mm-hmm. But she cute though.
Ain't she cute?
I know. That's my boo though.
She's so irky.
She's so irky. How you doing, social media, June?
I'm okie dokie. You know, good. My regular.
Good. Me too. My regular. Smegla Degla. Been out here working in these streets, slaying heads and stuff. You know, doing what I normally do. Other than that, I'm good. Business joint is business joint. You know how we go. But Auntie Who? So, we got a little bit to talk about today. We're going to talk about it. So, how about that mud-sucking inauguration? Now, listen. If that wasn't the peak coat battle of the year, wasn't I don't know what it was. Because y'all was slay. Mm-mm. Y'all came to slay today, okay?
I ain't going to lie. Kamala's stepdaughter won the battle, though.
Did she?
She won the battle.
The stepdaughter?
She had the best peacoat.
Really? I didn't see that one. I didn't
so
see her.
So, it was like a houndstooth, I think it was. A houndstooth? Whatever. I forget what it's called. Peacoat. But it was beaded at the top with like these orange and like yellowy. And it was like...
Oh, I missed her.
It was like so cute. Now, all together, put together... Looking wonderful was, whew, that hair was okay. It was tied, dyed, and laid to the side. You hear me?
With our ex-floaters.
Okay. So, that title goes to, like she said, our ex-floaters.
Okay.
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Forever our first lady. Okay.
Okay.
Come when I lady. Tell you... She had them curlers in her hair the night before.
Okay.
She took them things out.
Them flexi rods, child. That was them flexi rods.
She took them things out the next day and was like, Barack, make sure.
Okay.
It ain't no crinks. Okay.
Get my bonnet, Barack. Okay.
Get my bonnet. Okay.
She took that bonnet off in that daggone limo and that daggone truck.
The best meme I saw was her with the curlers in her head. And she was like... Barack, I'm going to take these out right when we get there. Put them in your pocket. Put the curlers in your pocket. Yes. I hollered because I was like, I remember those days going to church when you had rollers. That when you had that pink roller.
If it wasn't the pink hard ones, that's
it was the clean. It was the snuff. It was the soft one. Soft and you took that back. Thing out right before you went to church.
And you had the your tightest curl ever.
Your mama put that curler in her pocket.
Them out a little before, so them curls fall.
Before they right. fall a little bit, like I remember my mama did that to me, and I was so mad at her. I forget.
Everybody,
I
mama did that to them.
Picture, and my mama had me over there looking like Big Perm, and I was mad. I was so mad. They had me try to retake this picture. I was like, I'm not smiling. Like, y'all, I'm not smiling. She had me wear this dumb dress. It was a dumb dress. Y'all know Whitney didn't like no dresses. She had me put on this dumb little maroon dress. These flowers on it that had this dumb ass fucking flower right here. This dumb brooch ass flower right here. Just paper mache flower. And my hair was all looking like Big Worm. I was like, the fuck? I was mad. You see me? I was in the bathroom trying to like snoop it down and everything.
Right, and them curls stayed, okay?
They stayed, and
them
me and my dumb self.
Them curls move. It took a day and a half for them curls to move, okay?
Knowing that she ain't had no perm, child. Ooh. I was trying to put some water, slick it down. I was trying to put water on the curls so they could come down. Mm-mm. And things was like, shoo! I was like, curls, like, oh my god, I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. Mom, no matter of fact, they wasn't for school. You remember when they used to do pictures at Walmart? Mm-hmm. It was one of them. My mom was like, oh, we gotta get pictures done. She put them fucking rollers in my head. I was so mad at her. Like, so
I think we've
mad.
All had one of those moments when we like been mad about taking some pictures, and like your parents, like, you look so cute, and you be like,
this is not it, this is not what's it right here, not this. Ain't it. It's not. Not. And we all had to take solo pictures, and I was mad. I was so mad. Like, y'all don't understand. Business Joan was not happy. I was sitting over there looking like Bernie at the inauguration. Like, bitch, I don't want to go. I'm sitting in the car. Just like that.
So, let's talk about crazy. That, because Bernie looked like... He was like, I'm just here.
Okay, I'm just here. Because
I gotta be here.
I'm here for the people. That's it. And he was here like, for the people.
I got a meeting after this. I ain't got time for this shit. Like, he looked like he was like, hurry up.
Right, hurry this thing up, please.
Because I got it's place cold. To go. Mm. It's cold out here. I ain't got time for this shit.
And y'all doing one of these numbers on these daggone memes with these Bernie memes.
Memes.
Classic. I'm
when I tell
them.
You, I hate the internet and everything... that it stands for, because y'all are fucking the worst.
Y'all got too much time on y'all hands. Y'all got too much time. The Photoshop is behind and something else.
And to everything. I done seen him on a Game of Thrones throne. I done seen him in Tower. I done seen him as one of the members of Run DMC.
I done see him on a dirt bike.
I done see him
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, I need Bernie to sit down. But at least, you know what? Just from this, from us talking about it, he's doing something good.
Yes.
From it. You know, he's making all these shirts and sweatshirts from this meme that's been going all around. And they are now, you know, the proceeds from the funding that he gets here, the proceeds are going to be going... to, do you know what organization?
I don't know what organization it is, but I do know that it's going to charity.
It's going to some charitable
organization.
So something's good coming out of it. This man is probably about to make some money because it's funny as hell.
No lie, like they're selling out. Like
funny as hell.
They're literally can't keep them in stock. Like they released them. They sold right out. Mm. They released another batch. They sold out. So it's like as soon as they release the batches, like within maybe a few hours, like they sell completely out. So I definitely got my eyes on one. I definitely want one. Mm-hmm. So when the next batch comes around, hopefully I can get one before they sell out. But I don't think Bernie Sanders thought that this was the kind of
not at all. He
publicity
didn't think
he was going
his
get.
Wife knitted him damn mittens.
Let me tell you how.
He didn't think nothing of it.
He done had them knitted gloves since he was a child. Those okay. His grandmama made them knitted mittens. Okay,
ugly.
Yeah. Them mittens ugly. Are older than him. Okay.
For real.
Oh my gosh, they've been passed down the family.
They've been passed down. Okay,
where? Don't lose them. They was your grandpapa and papa's. Here, take these. For
real, real talk. And they just keep going. He was like, you know what? Those mittens that like you just got in the car. You forgot to bring your gloves. So you got them like.
He forgot the good ones.
He forgot the good ones at home. No. So, he told us just the mittens that was in the car. He was like, fuck, it's cold. Where are the mittens? I just need something. Something for my hands.
Reach down at the side of the door. Lord, and grab the mittens. And threw them. Bernie, listen, I applaud you, man. Yes. All right? Because this is the way. Like, that's how you make a hustle. Like, period.
And he's making a difference at the same time. He's making a difference,
yep. And everybody is loving him. And I love to see him. But you know what? Y'all better leave Bernie alone because I'm sick and tired of seeing him after a while. Like, it's right crazy. Now. Like, all but right. What else funny. Is Bernie going to do today? Funny. It's almost kind of like a Where's Waldo? Like, right. Where's Bernie today? Like, what is he doing? He's on the back of a damn dirt bike today. Like, what is he doing? Yo, I cannot deal. So, y'all, I have to make a confession. These are my confessions. Y'all know what I told y'all last episode. And if you don't, y'all should probably go back to the last episode. But y'all know I told y'all I wasn't going to watch that fucking versus battle with Keisha Cole and Ashanti. I told y'all I wasn't going to watch it.
You didn't you?
I fucking watched the damn thing. Mm. But listen, I was downstairs cooking, get all my good stuff together. And so I'm like, you know what? Let me just check it out because it's at the end. Bitch, it was at the beginning. Keisha Cole just came out. Tricking me. I said, well, what the hell? And then, you know, of course, you know, when you start hearing a little song, you're like, damn, that's my shit. Oh, okay. All right, y'all. And I ended up, next thing you know, I ended up watching the whole motherfucking thing. When they took their intermission, I used the bathroom, washed my hands, got me some more water, and came back into it and was looking at it. So, that's my confession. I lied and said that I wasn't going to watch it, and I did. I actually watched the whole thing, too. I'm mad as hell. I was not expecting to watch the whole thing. I really wasn't.
I slept. Yo, I was tired.
I forgot all about it.
It was so crazy.
I forgot like, about it, and then I saw people talking about, like, it before, like, it was going to be happening, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I ain't watching it, because I'm tired. Like, I know I'm not going to stay up. And I'm kind of happy I didn't, because, like you said, it started late as fuck. It was so late when it started.
They was like, Keisha ain't come out till it felt like a whole hour. It felt like she was, like, a whole hour late, because I don't even know exactly what time it was, but I know when I came, like, they were only, like, you know how it's always that one guy that's on there that's always like, oh, it's a tie. It's 1-1.
Right.
2-1. It was literally, like, 2-1 when I, like, it was, like, 2-1. Yeah. I think he was saying it was, like, 2-1 when I first got on. I'm like, damn, like, they just started? Like, what is going on?
I did hear that Ashanti, they said Ashanti won that one, I think it was. What do you think?
See, now... Now this, okay, first, fuck all of y'all that was talking about Keisha.
Oh,
leave Keisha the fuck alone, okay? Because one, I'm just saying, one, y'all know who Keisha is. Keisha is Keisha. Keisha has been who Keisha. She has been Keisha Cole since she had that fucking ketchup and mustard hair, okay? Colored hair, that red and blonde. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
That shit was hot, though. I ain't gonna
lie. It was, but it fit her little ass, okay?
It did.
She's been the same ketchup and mustard until now, okay? She's been the same. So y'all get what y'all gonna get. So, yes, she's rugged. She's rough around the edges.
Yes.
You're not gonna get her all prissy and dainty. You're not.
Well, like, is that what they were talking about?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, she came in with an attitude. Yeah, she was late for whatever reason. We don't know. That wasn't discussed, of course.
Well, actually, I did hear why.
Oh, well, see, so, I ain't hear why, but...
TMZ talked about it, because every time it's a Versus, they normally talk to Swiss Beatz and Timbaland the day after any Versus happens. Mm-hmm. So on TMZ Live, Swiss Beatz and Timbaland was talking about it was a lot of technical issues that were happening on Keisha Cole's, and that's why it was so... she came in with an attitude, because she could not hear, like, what Ashanti was playing. So she didn't know what Ashanti was playing. She couldn't, and it was something else, like the feet, she was getting feedback, like it was just a lot of issues on her end when it came to the sound and her not even knowing like what Ashanti was really doing. So they said that's why she had an attitude. And I do think she went on her Instagram and did apologize. I haven't watched it. I did see that she posted something.
Okay.
But I didn't watch the apology. But yeah, but they said that that's why she had an attitude. And the second reason is because women take a lot longer to get ready than men, of course, because they got to do hair, makeup, you know, outfits, all of that shit. But the main reason that it was late and Kishko had an attitude was because the shit on her end was fucked up. But on Ashanti's end, Ashanti could hear everything.
Right.
Everything was fine on Ashanti's end, but on Keisha Cole's end, she could only hear her side. She couldn't hear anything that Ashanti was doing.
Right. They was like, oh my God, don't tell me, don't... They was like, don't tell me that Keisha Cole got Teddy Riley's fucking engineer. Like, they was talking about her shit like, oh shit, here she go with this Android shit. Like, y'all need to cut it the fuck out, okay? Don't do that, okay? Her Wi-Fi might not be as strong, okay? Okay? She might not have got all the gigs.
Why isn't all this shit tested before y'all go the fuck on there?
And I think what it is that they test it, but when they go live, it's completely different than when
they
test it.
Yeah, they need to go live.
But
they won't have to test that shit live, like without them, and be like, you know, whatever, like this is just a little testing. They need to do that shit and make sure shit is right, because then you get situations like this where it's a whole fuck up, because that could have went either way.
Yeah.
Like that could have literally, if she would have known what song she was playing, she could have had something to come back at. So it could have went either way.
Yeah.
So that's annoying as hell.
And she did keep saying like, Turn Ashanti up. Turn her up. Let me hear. Turn her up. Like, yep. She did keep saying that or whatever. And she was jamming to her shit. You know what I'm saying?
They both was giving to each other.
Yeah, like, right. I mean, it was giving good vibes. Like, oh, that was my song. Like, that was, oh, I remember this back. Da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, they was giving good vibes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Ashanti, she was just over it after a certain point.
It does seem to be too long.
Yeah, now. Especially when you have like technical difficulties and whatever mishaps you have during that duration of time. You know, it happens, and yeah, you get tired, and you've been in makeup and hair all day, and getting your fit together. Like you've been having to go from here to this way, like you and whatever else you did for the rest of that day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot. I know they were saying like, oh, Keisha giving me Frankie vibes, because they was like, she just won't sit still. But I'm like, that's her. She's not a sit down type person. Y'all know when all of her songs, she's in your face. She's yelling and like all her songs. She's not no ballad chick. She comes through to you with emotion and everything. So she wants to get up and tell you what it is. And all in your face, and they like, yeah, she just can't sit still. Oh, she must be on that, you know, she must be on that cocaine, and oh, she must be doing that, and oh, she got 4 cups back there. That's too many cups. What she got in her cups? She grown as fuck. Okay, she grown as fuck. One. Okay, it don't matter. And they were saying that she sound bad. I really don't think that Keisha sound bad. I feel like Keisha sound like Keisha. There were some times where, it was glitches. Like, it was glitches. And so, no, she didn't sound like herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, we got the DJ playing, too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, nah.
I honestly think that for the verses, like, they need to just pause until they can get the people in the same space again. Because those were the only verses that actually worked were the ones where they were in the same room. So now that they're going back, because you know, when everything originally started with the, you know, Teddy Riley babyface versus mad technical issues with Jagged Edge 112, mad technical issues with Nelly, Ludacris, mad technical issues. And then they started with what, Beanie Man and, Bantam? Is that, who was he with? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why can't I think? Is that the right one?
Probably.
They were in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one where it literally was no technical issues because they were in the same room. Then after that, I think they had one more where they were in like separate places.
It was
Jill Scott
and Erykah Badu.
They were separate. They had slight issues. Like you could tell, like Jill was off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell her feed was off or something. Mm. So, you know, when she would be singing, like, she was singing, like, one of Erica's songs. You could see her, like, mouthing off the words and stuff. Like, she was, like, the lead. Mm. And, you know, when she would be talking to her and stuff like that, she'd be like, you hear me, sis? Or you remember? You know what I mean? So, that was a slight delay, too, with that right. one. I do remember that one.
So, and that's the thing, like, with all of these ones that are separate, it's always some kind of slight issues. So, unfortunately, I just feel like Versus needs to chill until Corona chills out a little bit so that they can start having these people in the same room again. Because with...
We'll just have everybody get tested.
I mean, well, I think that's what he did before anyway. Yeah. But, you know, even with the test, like, you can get tested the one day and then the next day somebody got COVID and don't even know it. You know, it's so much of a risk out there. But, you know, hopefully they figure this shit out so that there's no more of these, like, glitchy... versus, like, they can finally do it in a way where it's not, oh, one side got an issue and the other side doesn't. It's just, like, straight up, like, you know, you just feeling the music more than worrying about glitches.
Right, right. So, I mean, and to really, like, answer your question from the, to comment what you said before, this is who I believe won, and she won, in my opinion, because of the music, and it's Keisha. Ashanti has a lot of features. All her bangers, I'm not gonna say all, majority of her bangers are features. And then she did one that she did, and they were like, Ashanti, this ain't your song, but she wrote the song. So even if they write the song, they can still play it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, like the
Was it the J-Lo song?
The J-Lo song.
Yeah.
What's J-Lo song?
Her, the one with her.
The one with her and Jahoo.
I can hear this.
Yeah, that one.
Like that one. Anyway.
Because Ashanti's in the video, and like she does, I think, the background vocals for the song.
Yeah, but she wrote the song. Yeah, she wrote the song. Like, she wrote J-Lo's part and everything. So, like, she played that. But a lot of her, like I said, a lot of her bangers were features. Like, she had feature artists. Keisha,
straight. Yeah.
She had, she played The Trust with her and Monica, and she played the song that she got with Pop. And I think that was it. Everything else was just...
movies.
She did. And I was like, ooh, she played my song. I was like, yes, you brought me back to my little teenage years, girl. I was like, oh, my God, I remember this. Like, oh, yeah, but that's my song. Like, I said, thank you, Ashanti, for playing that song, because that is my motherfucking song.
Yeah, that's probably, like, my best song.
But overall, both of them did well. They both look good.
They did.
They both look good. I didn't see that. You know, it is what it is. So
yeah, I didn't see shit. I don't know what y'all had on. I don't know a goddamn thing. I don't know who
they both
won.
Look good. Everybody was saying that they both had the same hair in.
Right.
But y'all got the same hair styling.
They, like, oh, they may just, you know, got the hair from the same people.
Right. I mean, from China. Their wings was piped. Okay. Nice and long. Had to be about 28, 30 inches, you know. Nice and even, everything looking good. You know, it was good. So, Business John lied to you guys, and I apologize. You know, I don't like lying, and I really didn't think that I was welcome to watch it, but I did. I watched the whole thing because Keisha was late, and that I don't know. I just kind of fell into it. But anyhow, so since we're talking about music. No, you know what? I'm going to go this way. But we still talking about music, though. But y'all know that man Jeezy. Okay? He did what? What was it? He,
7 million.
Yes. 7 million streams globally.
For what?
Just him.
Yeah. Just his streams. Music. His music streams. 7 million, billion, something like that. Globally. Like, he over here setting numbers, okay? Make that a trend for you guys out there. Why don't y'all go ahead and do something? Okay, you better get that snowman his props, okay?
Exactly.
Leave, you know, plus, it's been some things with, what's his boo name?
Jenny Ma,
yeah. Wasn't it something like she had some, like, backlash or something going on, but, like, an ex was trying to come to surface and trying to shake up some stuff.
Oh, and I have no idea.
They were saying, like, oh, well, her and Jeezy might, you know, they're whole engagement might be on pause and
some good ass
all this kind of stuff.
These motherfuckers be coming back out.
Me like you long time. Okay.
Like that happy ending must be the shit.
It's a happy ending. That's why it's called a happy ending. The fuck?
Well, all right.
All right. I mean, why not? But anyway, so Jeezy, keep doing your thing.
Yo, what? Did y'all know motherfucking Big Sean and Jhené Aiko was back together?
They've been back together for like a year and some change.
Bitch, I missed that whole year. I learned that shit today.
Today?
I don't give a damn.
All right, so we're going to have to wrap this up soon.
I'm so upset at her for even saying that. Like, I'm really upset at her. Listen.
Because nobody followed them like that.
But I'm saying, though.
I don't be on Instagram.
So, since you said Big Sean, okay, you said Big Sean, and I'm going to get into something else, too. But is Plies cute with his teeth, his real teeth is or not? The Plies smile, is it hitting or no? Y'all giving a thumbs up or thumbs down?
First off, let me tell you how.
You know he's shy.
Plies is my like secret. Like I fuck the shit out of him and I won't tell nobody. Like that's my person.
He looking pretty damn good.
Secret.
And I was like, look at you with them pearly whites. Look at you with them pearly. And he just around here smiling.
He cheesing like, for days. You know he got them teeth. Pearly white. He got them things fried out. Leg to the side, okay?
Okay, he said they pearly.
Okay, talk to him. He's shy, always covering up his face and stuff. He
ain't covering shit up now, okay?
He gets all the way on my nerves.
He does, and I love every bit of it because he is so hilarious. That's all he's been
good
doing.
Good entertainment.
Is smiling in these damn videos and talking about his teeth. I can't with him. But yeah.
It's all love.
I'm loving it.
It's all love. But y'all know who ain't smiling? Bow Wow. So listen. Bow Wow. His son's mine. Was out
he
here.
Got a son?
Yeah. Oh my God. How do we.
I mean, the young lady isn't.
You don't pay attention to nothing.
That's why he have a son. I'm not social media, John.
He's not even one. I don't think he's one.
Oh, he just had this goddamn thing.
Right. He's not even one. But it was
a question of paternity.
But no, it was still out there though, because she like no,
she
that's
on with a drink.
That's your son.
Nah, it's been out there for
your
a
son.
While.
Yeah, bro. It's been out there. But y'all know that
who's checking for him?
His son's mom was out here taking shots on him because you know she did a post on IG and she was like, you know. Big ups to, you know, the fathers that's out here taking care of your kids, doing this for your kids, doing that. She's like, because, you know, the ones that don't, and she start, like, throwing shots and never seeing your son in this amount of time. You don't spend time with your son. You don't send money. You don't. I was like,
ooh. This is why I'm so glad I'm not.
She's upset.
Be a dude. Show
I was like, ooh, she upset.
I'm so glad now.
And, you know, she upset, and I get it, because I think as parents, especially women out here, single parents, and fathers, too, we've all been there at some time and point. I'm sure we all have. It don't matter if it's in the beginning, the middle, or the end. We've all been there like, damn, I wish this person would do more.
Right.
But it's just the way that she did it. And I'm like, damn, mama, like, you don't have to go at his neck. And I mean, yeah, he out here trying to put together some type of fucking album. I don't know why. Shad Moss.
He's retiring.
Right, because
he's putting the last album together for him to retire.
Right.
His last album.
Because the last one didn't do anything much. Well, it didn't do much. But he out here splurging, doing his thing. I think you just need to slow down and think about what's in your future. Like, what's the next plan? Like, you can't be out here buying yachts and doing all this and doing all that. And taking care of biddies and staying all up in these crazy old hotel rooms and stuff for whatever amount of time for nothing. And you have two children out here that you need to take care of. Right. Like, at the end of the day.
He's not just because she went out here.
Right. But I'm just saying, you still need to take care of them. Like, it's more to it than just money. You should be present, you know. You should be active.
And when did they get this paternity?
I don't.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean, it's confirmed that it's his son.
He's confirmed it. We don't even know what he got going on. So then here she go.
He just trying to put together this album.
All right, so just relax your soul.
That's all it is.
Okay, be a single parent and just call it a day. Don't go out on social media. Blast his phone up. Why you gotta? Blast his phone up.
We all get in our emotions. Yeah, we get in our feelings.
Let me go on social media.
You know, we get in our feelings. You know,
because I need validation from social media.
Okay, so listen, right? I'm gonna even say something to you. So you know, it's been a time and point, right, for you. You felt the same way about any kind of situation, right?
Because I'm good for that.
But even so, then, right? What? If we had social media, and if you could directly put him on blast,
you would have
no.
I went, like, would you? Because you was good to run up on somebody.
Exactly. And that's my thing. I would rather do it that way than social. I would indirect. Like, now I indirect, but you know who it is. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
But
that's
the same. But she did the same shit. Yeah. She did it indirect.
She didn't, like.
She came at him, like.
But no, you knew who it was.
Right.
And but it wasn't directly like, Shy Moss, you ain't taking care of your kid.
Right.
Like, you not taking care of your son. Your son
that's the only kid she got.
That I'm not sure, but it could be. Mm. But you know that, you know.
Y'all bitches get pregnant.
So, it was indirect, and she was coming all at him.
But, I mean, you just said it. Like, you would have did the same thing. Indirect.
You know, indirectly.
Man, you know? I don't know. Yeah. Not with the baby dads, though. Like, that's one thing I don't do. That's one thing. Because I had plenty of times in social media, and I could have just blasted. But when it comes down to them kids' dads, I don't. That I don't do. Bitches, yeah, all day long.
But all day long.
With their dads, no. I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one thing I do. I'll go off on them, but, like, I won't put y'all out on blast. Yeah. And if anything, like, I give y'all kudos to where kudos go, but otherwise, in that respect, like, I don't understand that nigga.
She said, whatever. So, yeah. So, it's bad. I don't remember her name. But, baby girl, can you please just, you know, I know we get emotional. Just keep your emotions on the inside, you know. And maybe talk to his mother.
My son's mom.
You know. Talk to his mother. Talk to his, you know, a close friend. I don't know. His manager.
Talk to his other baby mama.
I don't know. Yeah. Her
how about
too.
That? Talk to her. You know, and see how you can, you know.
She probably like, you they in co-parent. It, sis.
Like, nah, she probably is like, because I think they had that same
they
issue.
Had issues in the beginning.
Right. So she
might,
probably
that's
like,
what I'm saying. That's why she could go
join the club.
Her.
Like, and you know what I mean?
Help her get through it. Mm-hmm. Start up the.
Hopefully she ain't throwing that booty in the circle no more, but you know, you just never know. Oh, and before we take this pause for the calls, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Pray for Soulja Boy.
For what?
Pray for him, because he out here tripping. They out here, and he getting all this alleged stuff on him. Now he allegedly raped his assistant and all this stuff. And it's just a bunch of shenanigans going out here, because you know, it's things that already said that he was out here on that stuff.
Well, you can tell. And I'm sorry.
I believe the same thing. I'm allegedly say that too. But, you know, in my opinion, he's on that stuff. But now, yes, his assistant has just came out and said that he raped her several times. And, you know, talked to her a certain kind of way, like verbally abused her and all these different kind of accusations. So can we just pray for Soulja Boy? Because he hasn't been having these several years. It's been about, what, like 5?
Ever since he came out with that video game.
I was about to say, with the video game. Well, didn't he get robbed before then?
Yeah, I think so.
It seemed like it started, like, then. And it just wasn't.
Oh, he killed the bull, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he shoot him or kill him or something?
Yeah, something like that. And then, you know, the video game seemed like it was popping. And something else seemed like it was going to be popping, too. But it just hasn't been working out for him. He's just been, like... Shout out. So just pray for him, all right, y'all? Because Soulja Boy, and he means get your shit together, okay?
Get your shit together. We need you to get your shit together.
Mm-mm. You. Mm-mm. Okay? Mm-mm. Because we missed that old Soulja Boy. Okay?
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Okay? But y'all, we're going to take this part for the calls. We'll be back.
This episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat, LLC, a premium 100% natural and pesticide-free CBD company. Nature's Treat was founded by two young Black entrepreneurs, Ryan and Lance, who want to help soothe your soul and help manage the stressful rigors of daily life. If you are looking for lasting energy and concentration, a creativity boost, or looking to relax after a long day or workout, CBD and Nature's Treat can help with that. Check out Nature's Treat LLC.com and use code GETEMCBD, that's GETTEMCBD, to receive 10% off Nature's Treat premium CBD flower and experience the wonders of CBD in your life.
So y'all, we back. We just had to take a pause for the cause, you know, get a little drinky drink in. So we hit y'all with this main topic that we gonna hit y'all off with. But before we get into that, are y'all looking at us on YouTube? Because if y'all not, y'all need to. Okay? Y'all need to subscribe to the Get 'Em Girl channel. Okay? And then make sure you hit the notification button. So whenever we put that new content up, you can watch your favorite Johns. Okay? Because we love you. We love us. Y'all been rocking with us. And especially big shout out to the ones that's been rocking with us since day one. Highlight, like,
you rock.
The Johns, we love y'all. We love y'all to death. And newbies, we love y'all even more. All right? So keep them coming. You know what I mean? We see the numbers going up, but we need y'all to see us on YouTube. Okay?
Yes.
I know y'all love our voices. We got them sexy old voices and stuff. But y'all need to see us because sometimes seeing is believing. Okay? And sometimes you need to believe what we be telling you because it ain't no game around these parts. Right. Okay? So anyway. So yeah, we're going to just go ahead, jump into the topic. And the topic for this week is, drum roll, oh my God, we're going to go through the whole phase, whole tendencies, and being a hoe.
Use a hoe.
Okay? And not Santa Claus hoe. Okay? But, so, whole tendencies, your whole phase, and being a hoe.
Can I explain a little bit? Because it's my topic.
Yeah, so like,
so
let us know.
It came into my mind because, you know, of course, everybody's talking about this whole Lori Harvey situation. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was thinking, you know, we all go through our whole phase.
We do.
Right? We do.
We do.
And there's certain girls that have whole tendencies. They're not really a hoe. They don't really do whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they got whole tendencies. You may look at them like, you want a border. Mm-hmm. You right there on a line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the whole phase is greater than whole tendencies. Because whole tendencies, you ain't really being
You're not going through the phase. It's
right.
Yeah.
You got them tendencies, though.
But you got them tendencies. See? Like if he ask you, you going to do it.
Right. But you ain't going to approach him.
But you ain't gonna bring it up.
Right.
But if he bring it up,
you all for it.
You with it. And then you know with being a hoe, it's like hoe tendencies is actually, to me, greater than being a hoe.
Hoe tendencies is greater than being a hoe?
Yeah.
Why?
So okay, so boom. Let's go ahead and jump into that.
See?
So what's the difference?
Right.
To you. So what's the difference between the hoe phase, whole tendencies, and actually being a hoe?
So, for me,
mm-hmm.
the whole phase is just the phase. It's just you kind of like, you know, you in double dutch, right? You kind of...
Okay.
And then you jump in.
You phase in, you phase out.
You phase in, phase out. But, like, you go through that phase. And I feel like with that whole phase, it's really you trying to find out what you like as a woman.
Okay.
Because... honestly, you know, all dick is not the same. All dick ain't good dick. So, and all dick ain't for you. So, in the whole phase, you got to find out that that's you really finding out what you like and what you don't like.
Okay.
Whole tendencies is I'm going to make that portrayal like I'm doing this shit. But honestly, I'm not.
Okay.
I only do it if you ask.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really about that.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, this is my explanation.
You're right.
You're right.
This is my explanation.
You're right.
You go ahead your turn.
Go ahead your turn.
And then being a hoe, the reason why I think being a hoe is like less than actually having a whole tendencies, because mm-hmm. with that you pretending. Mm-hmm. Like being a hoe, you are who you are. Like you're very okay with being a hoe. Like everything is fine. Like you don't mind people calling you a hoe. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're accepting of your hoism.
Okay. So being a hoe is top tier, or hoe phase is top tier?
Hoe phase is...
What's your top tier?
So I would literally tier it like... I would probably say being a hoe is like...
Top tier?
Top tier.
Okay.
I would say being a hoe is top tier.
Okay.
Hoe phase is kind of like after that, but then this whole tendency is last.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah. What's your tier? Like, how you tiering it? Okay. So, like, why are you thinking about it? Yeah. You got it.
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Still
so, thinking. You thinking about it. So, how I feel about it is, being a hoe is top tier for me. So, you being a hoe, you've already been there, you've done that, you doing your thing, you letting it, you know, drop down and get your eagle on, you letting it swing, dang, ding-a-lang.
Spread your wing.
You doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? You from here, there, everywhere, you being a hoe. So, being a hoe is top tier to me. And then, hoe phases? Your whole phase is middle. It's middle bracket for me. Middle bracket. Just because you getting in there, you figuring out what you want to do. So you either going to be a hoe, you either going to go to that top tier, or you're not. You just going to go ahead, drop bottom, and lead alone. You know what I'm saying? And then whole tendencies, that's bottom tier for me. That's because you just had them tendencies. I believe we all had them tendencies. You know what I'm saying? We all got a little something in us, but we not, it's not that push. You know, we don't actually push on and do it. We may all say, oh yeah, like we might flirt and we might do this and do that, but we actually don't push on the gas and go forth through it. You know what I'm saying? So we all have certain kind of tendencies, and I don't think that's ever going to be anything that's let go. So, I would definitely rank it being a hoe phase, and then hoe tendencies for me. And that's really, like, the difference also. So, what's your differences, and how would you rank them?
That's how I rank them as well, just how you said it. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, being a hoe, that's the top rank, because you got her, you know, you just being a hoe. Mm-hmm. Being a hoe. Then you got that middle rank, where you have your whole phase, because, like you said, you're figuring out, you're acting out on it. And then that bottom one is them whole tendencies, where you have them tendencies, like, yeah, I'll fuck that one, but you ain't acting out on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then when you go to that middle. Yeah. That middle chair is when you actually acting out on them whole tendencies.
Mm-hmm. If y'all ain't watching YouTube, y'all need to see that. Y'all need to see that.
Actually act out on them tendencies. Yeah, you're arky as hell.
Yo. But, okay, all right. So, I'll take what I said previously back. So, yeah, I do agree. I do agree with that tier.
Okay.
With the whole tendencies being last. Right.
Okay.
I do agree with that.
Okay. Cool. So, let's talk about...
Sex, babe.
Well, you know, pretty we're much. Always ready to talk yeah. about sex. But, not really. Yeah, not really. So, I mean... So, can we all agree that we've been in each tier?
No,
can we be? Have we been in each tier?
I haven't been in each tier.
I haven't been. I've been in two tiers.
I've
been two. How about you? Have you been in all tiers or two tiers? All tiers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about
it. I feel like everybody has
to. I ain't been in this. I'm not at the top tier.
At the top tier now. Shit, bitch, you're big fuck.
Not now. But have you
at
ever?
At one point in time.
Yeah. All right, so, right. Let me tell you.
Yep, go ahead.
So, you know, you got the whole tendencies, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be like, yeah, fuck that one, this one, that one, you know what I mean? That's the whole tendencies. Everybody go through that, you know?
That's the whole phase when you actually fuck them.
No, I said tendencies. I said the whole tendencies where you want to fuck them.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then, you know, your whole phase where you're figuring out, you know, it's so much eggplants in the world, you know? Why do I have to settle for one? It's a lot of eggplants out here. You know? All types of different eggplants for different personalities. The
small ones, big ones, tall medium ones.
You know? All kinds of
skinny ones, Captain fat Hook. Ones, sick ones.
Not a Captain one. Hook, you know? So, you have turtle, to go on them tendencies.
Turtle ones.
Shut the fuck up. This is my turn.
I'm sorry.
Now, enough is enough. And you, so, yeah, acted out on them shit, you know what I'm saying? Because different eggplants, one thing. You know, that was the whole phase. Then you get out of the whole phase, right? Yeah. Then it's like you get into a relationship, then you get out of the relationship, then you go back into just being a hoe. Like, fuck this shit, because I was on lockdown. I ain't ever going back to being on lockdown again. I'm being a hoe. That, you motherfuckers can do this shit, I'm going to do this shit too.
Okay,
that was back in the day.
Okay. Yeah,
like now, nobody has time for that now these days, honey. Because guess what? They got corona STDs out here and everything. And if
she
they
said
don't,
corona STDs.
Yeah, trying if they don't, I just made it up. Now, I don't got time.
Yeah, because the CDC need to talk to you about what the fuck corona STDs are.
Not the CDC. What kind of shit did you
figure out?
I don't know. I just said corona STDs. I'm just saying. You get a fucking STD around this pandemic. It's a corona STD. They done made it the fuck up. I'm done.
Snap, snap. You did. Okay. You gone.
Hit you with that Thanos right here.
I fucking hate it.
What?
They got all the stones, huh?
Oh, gosh. Snap. Pussy STD.
Ew.
Corona STD. Okay. COVID STD. It's called COVID
genitis.
Oh. No, not the COVID genitis.
The fuck? What? The COVID genitis.
Oh, okay. My God.
Yep. Yep. So, yep, that's
so
it.
Mm-hmm. So, y'all better not act like y'all want to be a hoe now. That was back in the day. You better not do it now. I'm telling you. You won't come out with that COVID genitis.
Oh, my God.
Honey, you should did that shit back in the early 2000s, back in the early 90s. And
99 to 2000.
Okay. Because you try that now in the 21st century, baby. Let me tell you.
You're going to turn into dust and dirt.
You're going to be busting through like them Marvel Avengers on that motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Going to wish in that motherfucker reversed them stones, you know, came back through.
Okay, Medusa. Okay, Medusa.
Oh, my God.
Gross. Gross.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, so, Mrs. John has only been through two phases.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I've only been through two phases. Which is hoe tendencies and a hoe phase. I haven't actually been a hoe. I haven't actually been out there to just be like, you know,
eggplant, new eggplant.
Yeah, dropping my DNA off everywhere. Like, nah, I haven't actually done that. My tendencies, of course, I'm like, yeah, I would do. I know what I'm capable of, but I just actually haven't. So, yeah, we all have that. You already know. My whole phase, you know, it phased in and it phased out. Like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with Rodney. I'm gonna fuck with Lance.
Tyrone.
I couldn't.
Jerome.
Because Tyrone, his breath stunk. So then I was like, nah, I can't give Tyrone my DNA because his breath stink. And then I started looking at stuff like, oh, so Greg, what are you wearing?
Greg, why does your feet stink? Put them right. shoes back.
Why
Greg,
do you got white socks? You got on? Them white socks on and your feet stink. Like, Greg, what is going on? Is like, going absolutely not.
Did you have them on?
So, yeah, I kind of just stuck with Lance and Rodney. and that's just the way it is. Because we're like,
so
what is really going on? And it's just the phase that it's like, I can do, but I'm like the little engine that could, you know.
Aww,
I just too, didn't get too. All, yeah, I just sugar, didn't get all the momentum, you know. It's just kind of got rusty and, you
sugar,
know.
Sugar.
I think I can. I think I can. Nah, bitch, I can't do it. Back up. Right, I'm double dutching out this thing. So, you know, I thought I could, but I couldn't.
It wasn't in me. I ain't had heart of the lion like I thought I did. Okay? But now...
You was good as hell.
Okay?
You wasn't
now
a lion.
I'm about to turn 50, okay? I'm ready to go ahead and step into that phase, that zone of being a hoe. Ooh. Like, I'm ready, but I'm not. Okay? I'm just not.
You still in that...
I'm still in this phase.
You still in that whole tendencies about to turn 12. You just gonna skip the whole phase.
I always say that I'm gonna go back to my phase so I could just jump into being a hoe. But then, you know, I'm ready to be on seeking... Listen, I'm ready to be on seeking arrangements. Okay? I'm ready to be... Arrangements.
We already got our OnlyFans popping.
Okay.
We like, gotta put some stuff on there.
I'm just ready to get things going. Okay, because everyone needs a queen in their life. Okay?
Mm.
Okay. And that's it. That's all. That's what I'm gonna say
about royalty.
Okay. But nah. So yeah, I haven't actually been there. Anybody got some pointers, let me know. Just let me know.
Yes.
Okay. But how about you, social media joint?
All right, so.
That's called like a cougar hoe.
Whatever, it's still a hoe.
Ooh, a cat hoe.
Cat hoe.
Where's that cat?
I cannot.
Have you seen that cat? Have you seen the cat?
Pussy.
Y'all so stupid.
Oh, God. Okay, so let me get back to what we were supposed to be talking about. Okay, so, yes, I am currently at the whole tendency phase.
Okay.
I have had whole tendencies before. Mm-hmm. I have done my whole phase. Mm-hmm. Whole phase was a lot of fucking fun. I'm not going to lie. Got a lot of good and bad memories about that shit. It was good. It's mostly good though.
Mostly good.
It was mostly good. It was a few bad, but it was mostly good. Yeah. I've never been a full on hoe. I came really close. Mm. I came really close.
Like it.
Really close. But
what happened?
Could not. No cigar. Couldn't go over that threshold like I thought I could. Look, so here's the issue, right? This is what I want y'all ninjas to understand. Like, when I'm showing you I got the tendencies, I need you to push me just a little further, just a little bit. Give me that push. You know what I mean? You know how?
It's all open, okay?
It's all open, right? Because here's the thing. You know how runners have that, like, that little grip thing, and it's like, you know, that's their start point, like, where they just need that little oomph to get them started. I just need the shotgun. I need you to shotgun me, okay?
Somebody should have had a fucking slingshot and shot a rock at your ass.
Might make your head blow off.
Okay, just make it jump like, okay, I'm on it.
So, here's a story, right? Here's a story. Y'all know I always got some crazy-ass stories. But this one
so, here's a story.
It's not that
I like to tell.
So, at the time, mm-hmm. not saying that I am or not with this now, okay? At the time, me and the person that I was having sex with, mm-hmm. that person wanted a threesome mm-hmm. with another girl. Mm-hmm. I was with the shits. Mm-hmm. Boom, let's get it started. Mm-hmm. So here's where it stopped, right? He wanted me to pick the girl. I'm like, nigga, I said yes.
Just get it done.
Just get her done. Like, right. Why do I have to put the effort in?
Obviously, you had your eyeballs on somebody.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's my thought process is like, true. Look.
If you pitching, you wanted to have a threesome with me, obviously, motherfucker, you already got vision on who the fuck it is. Or you already been fucking a bitch and now you know.
You want us all to join together.
Right, and, like, basically, you done already talked to both of us about it. Both of them would, why the fuck would I go out looking for a bitch? What kind of shit you on?
Thank you.
My bad. My fault. I got mad.
I feel the same way.
It wasn't even my story.
I mean, no, but.
My bad.
But you got mad for me because that's my shit. Like.
Not shit at all.
Now, if I brought up the threesome, then yes, that means I need to go out and talk to the female if I got a female in mind, or find the female that's with the shit. Bless you. But He brought it up. Mm-hmm. I said I was with it. Ninja, now you put the work in. Because I'm still teetering. I'm still teetering right now. Mm-hmm. You ain't pushed me over there yet. Now, you know.
Right, right. I understand that.
Like, so that was my, I could have.
I got a story like that too.
If he would have pushed me over that edge, that would have got me right there. And then it would have just exploded from there. Like, I'm just telling
you. It probably would have like,
wow! Might make it blow up. I'm telling
you. Wow, it's on fire.
And now I'm back at my whole tendencies phase because, for one, I ain't having sex like that. Mm-hmm. Except for with Zay. What up, Zay?
Sorry. What up, Zay? How you doing, Zay?
How you doing, Zay? So, but also, like, I just don't, you know, I can't physically do it at this time. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, it's mentally there, but you physically can't go through with it. And it's all good. And it's you know. But yeah, I don't know. I think I would, but you, I think I'm comfortable at phase, though. I think I'm comfortable at the whole phase. I think I'm comfortable at the whole phase because of just me, my personality, you know, and the makeup of the business joint, you know. I don't really think that I could be a full-fledged hoe. I just don't think I could. No. It's not in me to do it. Because we all can do something.
I think I can.
Right.
I think I can.
We all can do something if we put our mind to it. Right. It's just the fact that being a hoe is just not anything that I want on my plate. But a hoe phase is fine. I don't mind having that phase. And having to... Hoe tendencies, we all got
this. You get out of the being a hoe phase, being a hoe, just like you get out the hoe phase.
I think so.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, tendencies are going to just always
be there. Oh, you pussy think I was still a hoe out this motherfucker? The fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker?
Hell no, you stupid. Better not be.
Okay.
You can't be my wifey out here being everybody.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, motherfuckers. You are fucking watching on YouTube, probably sitting there like, oh my gosh, she's still a hoe.
No, bitch. No, bitch.
Okay.
They zero.
Locked. Very much. Loaded, okay? Done for.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I think that, like, every woman goes through a whole phase. Right? Mm. Like, I told a dude that one time, and he was so upset. He was like, no, don't tell me that. I'm like, for real. Like, every woman goes through it. And, like, so here's the thing. A woman's sex drive actually doesn't come in, I think it's to her, like, 40s or some shit.
It kicks in late.
Like, where men's kicks in their teenage years.
So, that's like, why we all get our hearts broken and disappointment because y'all all out here in y'all hoe phase. Okay? And y'all ain't got tendencies. Okay? Y'all just out here being a hoe. Not the hoe phase, but a hoe. You lose it by 35.
Right.
While we just getting started.
Okay. Exactly. So, but the thing is that, like, okay, so if, say, a man and a woman got married in their 20s or whatever, like, and she says she didn't go through her whole phase, like, early 20s, I'm sorry, early 20s, she says she didn't go through her whole phase.
No, because you was too busy being faithful to this one eggplant.
Because best believe, once that eggplant is gone, that whole phase is going to come in. Mm-hmm. Because it's just going to happen. Because, you know. When you skip the whole phase, you're just going to do it later.
Like, yo, you're going to just become a hoe.
You're just going to become a hoe.
You're going to become a hoe because you didn't do the whole phase. Because you don't even know how to do the whole phase at this point. So now you're just going to become a hoe. Well, because you had your whole tendencies, you missed out, so you don't even know how to do the whole thing.
So now you're about to jump straight into the water.
Now you're just about to be a hoe. Well, you thinking that you're in this whole phase, but no, bitch, you're out here being a hoe.
No, you're actually out here.
You're actually being a hoe.
On a deck.
No.
And I'm a pussy.
Okay. Doing whatever the fuck you want. All in the tropics and shit. Okay. With a motherfucker with money and shit. And all these nice titties and ass.
Okay. Because somebody get me some new bras.
God damn.
Please.
What the fuck?
I'd appreciate you kindly. Wow. That's why I'm seeking arrangements. I'm coming to a profile near you.
Okay.
For real. So, besides that, y'all. So, do y'all think it's a difference between being a hoe now and being a hoe, say, like, 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all do?
Yeah.
Somebody give me, I need
more. You got COVID-19 out here.
You got the COVID-19 out this joint.
Y'all motherfuckers these days is nasty. Like, now, these days, this younger generation, they don't like to use condoms or nothing. Mm. At least back then, in our whole phases, you had no problem in striping up. No problem, rubber, no problem. You wasn't even fucking without a rubber. These days, them younger generation, they don't give a shit. They be having, they came out with a whole new name. I ain't ever heard of this. Trichomonas or whatever the fuck it is. Whatever it is, and the pussy look like a whole health book. That shit is terrible looking. Like, what the fuck? I ain't ever heard of that shit. When we was back in the whole phase, you had chlamydia and gonorrhea. That's it. And yeast infection. And that ain't even an STD.
Fuck? It was so much more out there than 2018.
I mean, it was, but bitch, I'm telling you, it wasn't the only thing they talked about a lot.
It was only three things.
Okay, but I mean, like
did you not go to sexual education?
Yeah, I went to sexual education. I mean, but still. Okay, HIV and AIDS.
What you say? What you said it was gonorrhea and chlamydia. There's syphilis, herpes.
Man, listen.
Fucking HPV and what's HIV AIDS and about 12 other ones I can't even name
it
right
was
now.
I mean but, see, but so the most popular I'm a fan for
okay, okay?
The most thank popular you. Ones was chlamydia and gonorrhea. That was it. You ain't heard too many people with syphilis.
Okay.
How many people you know have syphilis?
I know. How many people you heard with the HPV?
And then you ain't know too many with people with that syphilis.
Okay? Right.
The HPV, like, it was out, but we ain't really know about it.
Right.
Until, you know, got all these scared the shit out of you. You okay. Like, HPV? What the fuck is that?
No, them like, fucking textbooks would show you, like, the bacteria under, like, a microscope. You'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's like an alien.
Right. Like, I don't want this shit.
Yeah, not at all. You right. know? And, I mean, herpes had all these different tiers to it, you know?
Right.
Letters and shit.
Yeah, A, B, C, D, and E's, you know, whatever. And what else? It was something else, too. But, I mean,
HIV, AIDS.
Well, yeah, she did say that. She did say that. You know?
Afterwards.
She did. But, you know, even with that, you know.
Because our generation, they really had to worry about, like, when you think of. I mean, I was gonna really going through generations. Because when you think about it, my mom and them generation more so had to worry about HIV and AIDS more so than us. I don't know nobody around our age that was dealing with that.
I mean, that's just what we don't know about it. Yeah. I think that what happened is that it became more of less of people talking about it.
Than.
You know,
and I think
people want to admit because I mean, in this area, you know, we're pretty high ranked when it comes to HIV.
Yeah, y'all some
AIDS,
nasty motherfuckers.
Infection.
Wow, y'all nasty.
New,
what?
But also new infection.
But also yes. too, like the medications and the treatment and stuff like that for it too as well
right.
was more. It was becoming more dominant.
Right.
You know, once we were coming up, so it was kind of like, yeah, we have you know treatment for it. It ain't gonna disappear.
Right.
You know, certain things, you know, if you got AIDS, you got AIDS. You got HIV, you got HIV. You know, this is what we can do. You can wanna have a lifetime of this. You know, this right here, you could, you may not. You know, and same thing with any of the other STDs. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if things weren't taken care of, your pussy up here looking like Poonkosh. Your dick out here looking like one of them little spit. Them little spitting flowers off of Mario Brothers. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm just saying. Mm. You know, shit don't be right. And y'all be around here thinking shit's still cute, and it's not. Y'all need to cut it out. So, yes
but,
to me.
Yeah. But I just think our generation, it was. Like, when it comes to, like, the heavier stuff,
mm-hmm.
it was just, it wasn't talked about as much. It was like, we knew it was out there, but we didn't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, I mean, I think about my uncle, like, you know, he died not knowing that we knew that he had it. Like, that mm-hmm. he had HIV. You know what I mean? So, it was like, it was mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. Just people wasn't talking about it. And, like, you know, I actually was talking to another one of my friends who had the same situation happen. Like, they had an uncle who had HIV, and, like, it just wasn't really talked about. Like, you just knew it. But, like, my uncle didn't even know that we knew. Mm-hmm. Like, he did not share it with us at all. But, mm-hmm. like, we had found out years before he even died. So, like, but we never talked to him about it because we was like, it's his choice to tell us.
Right. Right.
But I do. I just think that that's what it was. Like, I mean, I don't. Because I'm not all out there right now, I don't know how people are talking about all this shit now.
They don't even care. Mm-mm. So, okay, so what's. So, do you think it's a difference between now and then? Say, like, 20,
oh, yeah, I think it's more
years.
Acceptable now to be a hoe.
Okay. So,
I think it's more acceptable now to be a hoe.
I can agree with her on that.
And the reason why is because, like, you know, back in... I sound so fucking old every time I say that. Like, back in our day.
And we ain't that damn old.
And we ain't that damn old, but, like... I think about, okay, I'm putting it to you like this. Like, when we was first, like, kind of introduced to sex and, like, all of this stuff and STDs and condoms and do this and do that. And it was female condoms that just came out and all of that shit.
Because I had them.
We all had one.
Okay. I had a book of condoms, y'all.
I did, too. When I was in college, I had a safe that had all condoms in there. That's a whole nother story for another time. That was during my whole phase. So... Don't giggle at me. But I do because, like, I feel like back then, like, it wasn't cool to show off your body like that. To, like, if you did that, it was like you were seen as promiscuous or easy or whatever. Like, now you see someone like Megan Thee Stallion and it's more empowering. Where that wasn't empowering before. Mm-hmm. And now it's more about female sexuality and embracing that, where back when we were younger, it was like, you can't be sexual like that, because if you seen as sexual like that, guess what? That's all boys is going to think of you as, and this, that, and the third.
That you're easy, you're
a hoe, like, you know, all of that. When all honesty, it's like, no, like, I'm just... a sexual woman, just like men are sexual. I'm just a sexual woman. So, like, that's why I think it's more acceptable now, because it's not seen as, oh, she's a hoe if she dresses a certain way, or she's easy if she dresses a certain way. It's more of a, oh, she's being her. And, you know, when it comes to having different sexual partners is not seen as that stigma anymore. Like, I watched this video of this chick who had two boyfriends and they both knew about each other. Mm-hmm. That's the day and age we in. Like, yeah, I get her on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He get her on Saturday through Tuesday. Like, it is what it is. Like, That's more the generation that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Where before it would have been like, oh, she doing too much. She got two dudes, you know, she fooling with, and you know, I don't know how her mama raised.
Mind your business, lady.
Blah 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 blah. You know, it's all of that. It was all of that behind it. Where now it's like, if they can have two chicks they talking to, why can't I have two men?
I'm gonna have two guys. Like, it is what it is. So I agree. I agree. From both halves of my joints. so of course now, like social media John said, it's more empowering, it's more like acceptable. Because you have the society that's putting it out there. Society's been putting it out there, you know, like now. That's all you see is sex. Sex, sex, sex is everywhere. I don't care if I'm selling a pair of shoes. Guess what? I'm going to be naked with a pair of shoes on. That's all you're going to see is sex. You're going to see same sex, opposite sex together. Like, everything is sex. Mm-hmm. Then before, like, when we were coming up, we would experience things of, like, yeah, you would see things, but it wouldn't be... too, like, compromising. You know what I'm saying? Even, like, with such as like clothing and stuff like that. Calvin Klein, yeah, you be out there in your Calvin Klein drawers, but you also got some extra stuff to it. Now they got you just playing it up with just, you know, your hands, with your hands over top, and it, you know, you just see the band. Before, it would never even go like that direction, or whatever other type of brand. And even for the day-to-day life of people, before, we couldn't say, like, oh, she a hoe. Like, oh, you a hoe? Like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you being a hoe then was almost kind of like a disease. Like,
yeah, you didn't want to be around a girl who was
you
a hoe.
Nah, you can't be a hoe. And, you know, I can say I was around, you know, I had different clusters of friends. And me being around a certain cluster, because they got down, I was thought that I got down. And I'm like, oh, no. Right. Oh, no. Just because they get down don't mean that I get down. Like,
birds
now
of
I'm
a
good.
Feather do not flock
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Like, right. That's my girl. That's my homie. We mesh well. Like, we good. We peoples. But she does that. I don't.
Right.
So don't put me in that category just because of the people that I hang out with. But that's what happens. Even though now things like that will still go on. But it's more like, oh, well, your friend going to join in? Oh, like, it's more like now, like, is your friend joining in? Oh, it's going to be both of y'all. Oh, all three of y'all. Oh, we all cool. Oh, the whole house down. Bet. Like,
it's not
a problem. Like, say less. So yeah, it's definitely a difference, and it's more acceptable now than it has been. And this generation, they just have no cap. Like, they don't have a cap. And it's scary that they don't have a cap, but they need a cap in that sense. I feel like they need a cap because right now they're just kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, like 2 years, you know, I don't know, I'm just making up stuff. From eighth grade to sophomore year, you know, you was all about this, that, and third. Now here come half of the end of sophomore year into your junior year. You like boys. I mean, you like girls. Like, say, if you're a female, you like girls. Now you're, you know, gay. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're saying you're gay, and you're a lesbian. And now, all of a sudden, now you, okay, I'm in a poly relationship. Okay, yeah, now I know I'm with a guy. So, you know, they're kind of just all over the place. They're just experimenting so much. Like, well, they're just all over.
Well, real quick, operations just starts talking. I just want to say, like, I think really the problem is that, like, when we were growing up, there was so much education around sex. There was so much education around sex. Like, you would actually see that education around sex on TV, on MTV, you know, all of that. Like, it was talked about, like, this is what you should do. You know, it was beat it into our heads. Now, this generation that's growing up, they don't get taught that like we did. Like, we literally had parenthood education. Mm-hmm. Where they had us walking around with pregnancy bellies and fake
babies
and all that shit.
Handing us fucking
letting us
condoms.
Know how to put condoms on correctly. What a condom should look like, if it's right, if it's not right. Like, all of that shit. Like, they taught us all of that in school. Now they don't do that, when now they need to do that even more because of how social media is. Social media is showing you sex all day long, but yet we're not teaching our kids of how to be true sexual beings and safe at the same time.
Right. Plus, we have these young parents. We have the young generation that have young parents, okay? And so the young parents are either out doing their thing, leaving this generation out to fend for themselves. They don't have anyone to kind of question and to, you know, raise, you know, the spectrum onto, because this, you know, their parent, whatever the case may be, is not there or working, and or they out doing their thing themselves still, you know? So, you know, these babies are having babies and
getting a lot of diseases.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Did you tell us what your difference was?
Nope, she didn't.
I don't remember what I was. The question was.
The difference. You think it was a difference between being a hoe now and...
Yeah, I did answer, didn't I?
I think no. You did.
I feel like I was the first one. I had said think something. She
did.
Yeah.
I think she did because she said... Yeah, I think she did because she was saying that they... remember with all the STDs and stuff? She talked about the STDs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what no, she but did. That was the whole phase stuff, I thought.
Mm-mm. She was talking about how, like, then...
Then and now.
Yeah, like, then they got so, they got COVID-genitis. Mm-hmm. And, like, back then, that was we why, only had...
No, that's how we got into the whole STDs and everything.
Yeah, no, because so. that was you just saying that you wasn't being a hoe now because of the COVID gingivitis.
No, we were talking about the difference between then and now. God.
So, all right. So, do you have anything else to add on to that? Operations? No, okay. So, well, besides all of that, y'all. So, my Jones, I need y'all to listen up, okay? So, do y'all think, I need y'all to process this, put it all into your mind. Mm-hmm. All right? So, how can we, as women, okay, as the Jones, change the stigma behind being a hoe? Do you think there is a way that we can change, in our opinion, that we can change this stigma behind being up?
No.
No? Uh-uh. Why you say no?
Leave it alone. Ain't that what Amber Rose y'all do with her whole little stuff? Well, y'all leave it alone. A hoe is a hoe. Once a hoe, always a hoe. Fuck the shit, okay? Whatever. Just, you a hoe, you a hoe. Just accept the shit. You know how we can get over this stigma? If you motherfuckers just accept the fact that you're a hoe. That's how we get over it. Yeah, we can. We can. We can.
There we go. Okay.
We can.
So, yes, we can.
Accept the fact that you're a fucking hoe.
Okay.
Damn.
Damn. Especially now, it's more acceptable.
Right. Accept the shit. Like, yeah, I'm a hoe. And you said that to say what? I'm a proud ass hoe. You better be proud of your hoe self. Okay. Hoe tendency.
So how about you, social media, John? Do you think, how can we as women change the stigma behind it?
I agree. Like, it just has to be us truly. I mean, it's starting. The stigma is starting to change, I feel like, right now. Mm-hmm. Because we just have to be accepting of who we are and what we are. Like, you know, I'm not technically a hoe. But if I was, like, that's my choice. Like, at the end of the day, my pussy is my pussy.
Ain't got shit to do with you.
Whoever I want to enter my pussy is who I want to enter my pussy.
Now, wait. It only has to deal with me, okay? When you start bringing these little rugrats around here, and then you want me to watch them. Okay? So that's when things have to stop. Maybe. Because, you know, you can't keep, you know, yes, your pootie is your pootie, but when your pootie is over here giving off these offsprings, and then I gotta watch them when you out doing your thing, then that's when I got a problem. Right.
Well,
that's when I got a problem.
I ain't there yet. So, I'm going to continue, you know, on my quest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just feel like that's the thing is that, like, we as women have to just, you know, be okay with who we are. Like, if you are a happily married, faithful woman who does not want any other man or woman or any of the above, that is fine. If you are a female who likes women and men and different women and men on multiple occasions, multiple days of the week, that is fine also. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Y'all is crazy. So, yes, I think we are all in agreement with that.
Yes.
So, I think this stigma can be changed as long as we, and I think we are in, we have that momentum, mm-hmm. okay, with just certain people, just like Operation Jones talking about mother and her slut walk.
Which I want to go
to. And so, you know, we just have these different women, especially that are in the social media light. They have a voice and they can use their voice to do that. And then with us personally, we can change it to say, I accept it. I accept not being a hoe. I'm cool with that. I accept that, you know, Candace is a hoe, and that's my BFF. I accept that. You know, it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm. that's my girl, though. You know what I'm saying? It, whatever she does, like y'all said, whatever she do with her pooty is whatever she do with her pooty. Like, it's not, what she insert in her pooty don't change me, okay?
Right.
It don't affect me, okay? So, that's it, y'all. We just really have to be more accepting of it. And it's a lot because it's a taboo. And I mean, that's a lot of things that we have been put in, hammered into young ladies' brains, especially like us, mm-hmm. for our generation and stuff. Young women are supposed to look like this. You're supposed to carry yourself a certain way. Women are this, women are that, women are this, women are that. This is the way a woman is supposed to carry herself. Women cannot be sexual. No, you can't. Like, oh my goodness, your shorts are too short. What are you doing? Those heels are too high. What are you doing? You know, now, no, I'm going to wear my heels as high as I can walk in them. If I can walk in them, I'm good. You know, if I want to show my hoo-ha, I'll show my hoo-ha. Yeah.
Like, if I want to Because I'm out here showing my stretch marks. I'm
okay, if you got stretch marks, show them. Because guess what? 89% of the people got stretch marks. Matter of fact, no. 98% got stretch marks, okay? And guess what? They're showing them. And guess what? They're photoshopping their photos. We just have to build our character. We have to build our confidence. And accept ourselves more.
I do. I think I'm going to be real more sexy this year. Like, as far as my posts. So, y'all get ready. It's going to be a lot of fishing this year. Mm. I'm going to be all in the water.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna get that COVID gingivitis.
Okay. Nah, bitch. Nah, you don't need that.
Right now. You need that.
Nah. I was gonna say I was gonna be the first. You know.
I'm gonna throw the pole in the water on it. Not keep that. Not good. Keep that yet. Okay. Nah, you got that.
I'm not trying to be the CDC's first subject of the COVID gingivitis.
Please,
I'm
not. No, love. No.
COVID-nitis.
I don't know what the hell you called it. You called it everything. Okay. Right.
So, with that, before we wrap it all up, do y'all have any last words before we end this hot-ass episode?
Literally. Same sex is the best sex.
It is.
Amen.
It is.
Women, just be proud of who you are, regardless mm-hmm. of what anybody else says to you about who you are. Be proud of who you are, mm-hmm. because it's you at the end of the day, good, bad, or ugly.
Good, bad, or ugly. And y'all, let's just risk it all. Alright? Yes. We just risking it all for the good. Risk it all for the good, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether if you out here being a hoe, just do what you gotta do. Risk it. You gotta be out. You gotta figure it out. You gotta figure out what you like and what you don't like. You know? If you wanna be rubbing clits, rub clits. Yes. If you want a penis to rub your clit, then be it. If you want both, then so be it.
Yeah,
it's okay. We just gonna risk it all, and we're gonna accept it. Be more acceptable in yourself, okay?
Yep.
Let's start that internal love, so we can go ahead and flourish. Okay, and spread good. We're gonna spread it safe though, okay?
Yes,
safe, because we don't want no COVID, genitalitis, or none of that other kind of stuff. Because all that's a no. So, in that case, y'all. This episode is in the bag, the Get 'Em Girl crew. We releasing hot new episodes every Sunday, 6 p.m. And of course, y'all can catch us on YouTube, Get 'Em Girl crew. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Get 'Em Girl crew, Twitter, Get 'Em Girl crew. All right? And all major platforms to hear the podcast, all right? Make sure y'all liking and subscribing and sharing. We want to see y'all liking, subscribing, and sharing out there, all right? Because 2021 is nothing but up from here, all right? So, I'm going to check y'all out with me and my Jones. We're going to check y'all out next week with another episode of the Get 'Em Girl Crew Podcast. Peace out.
Bye.
This is the Business Join. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations John?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS _Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J_Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Pumpkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.